For me, as someone who is, I consider myself like an African nerd, just growing up being around computers, I've always learned, like, all right, if everyone is going right, well, that means, like, there's a great advantage to left up, left down. Like, there's, if everyone's going one way, that means it's leaving a void in so many other areas.
Yeah, 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 taking time, take the measures. We've been on the path like the morning stretches. Get your answers, take the pressure. Regardless of the bullshit, we here forever.
Hey, what's going on? My name is Theo Martins. I am an artist and designer on behalf of Good Posture. Yeah, that's me. Musician, artist, creator of sorts. My mom was like I always think of like TLC, like when they have like pageant moms and the mom's like, you know, you're going to be a star. Me and my older sister, our mother would put us in a lot of auditions and get us like singing and performing and dancing. I landed a role in Amistad, Steven Spielberg's Amistad, and that was a really great look. And it was very confirming of like my abilities, but at the time, I wasn't ready. I was really interested in just being a kid, and I was just incredibly camera shy. I didn't want any spotlight on me. And that's where DJing came into play, because I was still very much like drawing and sketching, but then I could be a part and do musical stuff without being the center of attention. I mean, my first job was Burger King. I like saved up enough money to buy some turntables and then quit and like just started, you know, essentially like funded my career. And that was pretty much what taught me so much about music and understanding music and understanding like the science behind people and like, you know, just creating a good atmosphere by playing music, you know. At the time, I was DJing a lot of parties, and there was a guy, I have to shout him out, his name is DJ Ruckus, and he pulled me out of nowhere, and he really pulled me under his wing. And like, I'm a very conservative African kid at the time. It's like, I have no experience DJing outside of my comfort zone, but he saw something in me, and he would just have me open up at all of his events, and he was so chaotic in his style that like I'd be left sometimes DJing the entire party. And so kind of being thrown in the fire was great for me. He's like, all right, we're going to Connecticut this weekend. There's a G-Unit event that they want us to DJ. And it's like, I'd be the only person spinning at all these events. You know, I'm like, where is this guy at? That was like my gateway into, I was like halfway into being an artist, but I wasn't really fully committed into doing that yet. And so just having those experiences, amazing. I mean, that's essentially why I moved to Los Angeles, because of that.
We spin a lotto, we got bravado. And if you need the realest, we the one you know. Everything is everything, you know the flow. Rip to take me anywhere, I wanna go downtown. Shop around, shop of ranks, in a car, big wheels, I'm a superstar. See, this is just the life on a boulevard.
I feel like in Los Angeles, more than any other place, I tried New York in like 2010-11, and I love the hustle and bustle. But I realized that Los Angeles is one of the few places that I can actually hear myself and like not being bombarded with like expectations and maybe hierarchy, because I think East Coast inherently is super education based. I just think like that's just what we grew up in. It's like, well, what are you studying? Where are you going? And that was great, and going to school was cool too. But being out here, I could just kind of, I can have the freedom to be who I want and like be an entirely new person. Coming out here was great because I can hear myself and I could figure things out. And if I want to hike, I could do that. And if I want to live in South Central, I could do that. If I want to live in Beverly Hills, I could do that too. Whereas I think it's a little different from New York. It's like, regardless if you make $1 million or $30, you still ride the train. And that is awesome in a way because it's super democratic. But at the same time, it doesn't give you perspective on what life could be like or what the difference is, you know? You're in the same pot, yeah, and that's great. But it's like, sometimes you need to be able to see like, oh, this is what this can get me. You know, like, this is what this is. And as surface level as people say that about Los Angeles, you can see the direct effects of whether it's a car, whether it's a home, whether it's a certain area to live. You're like, oh, this, I get it, you know? If I want this, I can go this and I can get that.
They say if you got a question, you should seek the answers. But if you got a problem, you should seek a dancer. Cause all the fucking glitter in the world's like a crystal ball. Trying to get your future ready sounds amazing. Man, I wanted to be famous back when I was nameless. I wanted to be cooler like Ferris Bueller. Never skipped school, too nervous to run a jeweler's. You know my dad'll whip that ass like he missed the ruler, Mr. Ruger. I've been dreaming of...
Good Posture is my... It started off with clothes. I mean, because I think that was the most tangible way for me to like express something. But being in the business of people and community, I think making t-shirts was like the easiest way to kind of get a message out there and cultivate people who share something on a tangible level. But it's my company. It's my way. I started it right when I put out Wonderland, which was my first album. And that was like, initially it was supposed to be a mixtape title or a project title, but it just became this way of life. And it exemplifies just like, you know, a particular way of thinking or someone with good taste or good values. You know, it's just really simplistic. And being a first generation African kid, I always kind of want to make clothes or product for people who necessarily didn't have the budget to spend on a lot of stuff, but also wanted quality stuff. Like, I would spend a lot of time in TJ Maxx as a kid, and Marshall's, and The Gap. Those were like places I knew I could buy stuff at that people are like, where'd you get that from? And it's like, well, I got it on the sale rack at Gap. And, you know, it makes me feel good. And I just want to apply that to whatever I'm doing through Good Posture.
Are you fucking crazy, nigga? I'm only working if it pays me, nigga. That should be standard like an Avis, nigga. Niggas got clothes, but rarely are they making figures. Just biting like it's rabies, nigga. But I will find a way through and a way to make the ends meet like a street with a long view. You can call it lying, but I have my reasons. Never call it grinding, rather call it seasoned. They be in the cut with the broads out, chest up, arms out, cars all bombed out. But I be on my solo like I'm Scott Muscutty. In the house by seven, making wee spaghetti.